Hago has told all the military services and combatant commands to cut their headquarters spending by one-fifth, and that he would begin with the Office of the Secretary of Defense.
Much of these savings will be achieved through contractor reductions, although there will be reductions in civilian personnel. Ultimately, other headquarters elements will be implementing similar reductions, and we will detail our plans to achieve these savings in the Pentagon's budget submission next year.
The changes come after a study of the Pentagon's bureaucracy led by former Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly. DOD says the planned changes would reduce OSD's military and civilian headcount to 2,200 by fiscal year 2019 and save about $1 billion over those 5 years. In historical terms, that is not a huge retrenchment. It would still leave the Pentagon with hundreds more headquarters staff than it had on 9/11 and about the same number it had in 2009 when DOD funding was at its 10-year peak. Perhaps more significant, though, is the organizational realignment Hagel ordered to accommodate the reductions. Among the changes, Hagel says he's ordered a significant realignment of the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. For example, the jobs of the Chief of Staff to the Undersecretary and the Deputy Undersecretary for Plans and Forces will be eliminated.
The plan also eliminates four Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense positions and their corresponding support structures through a consolidation and realignment of the policy staff overhaul structure.
The restructuring of DOD's policy shop mostly moves responsibilities to lower-level assistant secretaries of defense. But the policy undersecretary will also take in the Office of Net Assessment, an internal DOD think tank that had previously worked directly for the defense secretary.
We will preserve ONA as a distinct organization with direct links to the Secretary of Defense, but this change will better ensure that its long-range comparative analysis inform and influence DOD's overall strategy and policy.
Some elements of the plan would require congressional approval. For example, the added responsibilities Hagel wants to place under DOD's Deputy Chief Management Officer and its Chief Information Officer. Under the restructuring, the DOD CIO would take over DCMO's current responsibilities for overseeing the development of business IT systems.
I will work with Congress to make this change because it will strengthen DOD's ability to address growing IT and cyber challenges. The Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics will continue to be responsible for acquisitions of IT systems.
But DCMO would also take on greater heft. The plan merges the Defense Civil Liberties and Privacy Office with the Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Intelligence Oversight. That combined organization would be placed under the DCMO, and so would the quasi-independent office of DOD's Director for Administration and Management, which handles administration and security of the Pentagon itself and numerous other facilities in the D.C. region. Hagel says the changes would finally make DCMO the true focal point for management issues in the Defense Department.
Secretary Donnelly's review found that since its inception, the DCMO has lacked the resources and the mandate to effectively fulfill its role as a DOD-wide manager. Meanwhile, the DAM and others have important organizational management planning and oversight functions across the department and the National Capital Region that will further enable the DCMO's work. The consolidation of these offices into a true DOD-wide management office will provide for better coordination and integration of DOD's business affairs, including performance management and compliance, and result in a much stronger and more empowered Deputy Chief Management Officer.
At the moment, though, the department does not have any senior officials in place to wield that new power. DOD's first ever DCMO, Beth McGrath, retired last week after 30 years in the department. The office's number two executive, Dave Wettergren, departed DOD in August. And Congress has its own ideas about how the CIO and DCMO offices should work. A provision in the Senate Armed Services Committee's version of the annual DOD authorization bill would simply merge the two offices. Hagel also ordered the dissolution of the offices of five deputy undersecretaries of defense, but those changes were already mandated by Congress. Their various responsibilities will be reallocated across the department. Sharon Burke, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Operational Energy Plans and Programs, will inherit the orphaned responsibilities from one of those offices, the Deputy Secretary for Installations, Energy, and Environment.
The Secretary said today that he will be presenting more details for what he announced today, some of the details in the presentation of the President's budget in the February-March timeframe. For the 2015 budget. So he will have some details in there, But also what he did say today is that some of these changes, these organizational changes in the Office of the Secretary of Defense, will some of them will be implemented immediately. We will begin implementing them immediately, and that they should be completed no later than January 2015. So we have some time to figure out the details, and we will do that.
While OSD is the first to announce its headquarters reduction plan, the military services and combatant commands will soon follow, according to General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He says he'll deliver plans to cut the joint staff by 20% as well, and all military organizations commanded by 3 or 4-star generals across DOD will do the same. But Dempsey says the military needs a little help from Congress, too. He says DOD is doing the best it can to cut its back office expenses, but there's an awful lot of overhead spending that the department can't reduce on its own.
Pay compensation and health care. We have said for some time that we need to adjust or slow the rate of growth in those activities in order to ensure that the all-volunteer force remains sustainable, as well as allows us to balance the force across modernization, training, readiness, and manpower. Excess infrastructure, we have it, and we need to begin to consolidate infrastructure, close certain parts of our infrastructure. And fourth, of course, is acquisition reform, where the goal is to make ourselves get out of this pattern where things are acquired and delivered too slowly and too expensively. We can't do that ourselves. We're going to need help across virtually each one of these areas, and we'll be looking to gain support for that over time.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.